Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan, and with me on the phone, a familiar voice to Northern Michigan, Nikki Devitt, who is now the Events and Communications Director at the Petoskey Regional Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Susan. How are you doing today?
I am doing really well, enjoying the sunshine and hoping that it stays that way for a couple weeks from now when Festival on the Bay returns to Petoskey. Why don't you tell us all about it?
Oh, my gosh. We are just jam-packed full. It's our 16th annual Festival on the Bay. And for those who don't know, it takes place right at the waterfront in Petoskey, Bayfront Park area, in what's called Festival Place. So down by the marina and the big clock tower and the pier is where all the fun is. We take over the ball field with an entertainment tent, so we have great music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then, of course, we have a wonderful children's area and midway, and there's all kinds of extra activities like cardboard boat races and a wonderful arts festival and Wagonoxing Bay Day. And I mean, the list just goes on. So the best thing to do is check out PetoskeyFestival.com and get that full schedule of events. And we are super excited, Susan, because you guys at Big Country are going to be a huge part of our festival on Thursday.
Yeah, we are so looking forward to you added a country night. So yay, we love that. The Easy Picks, who actually were part of our Big Country Showdown Battle of the Bands last summer and are excellent. Missy Zenker, who is excellent. And the Ryan Peters Band is the headliner that night. And it's only $5 to see all three.
Yeah, absolutely. $5 to see all three. It takes place August 16th, which is a Thursday night. Music starts at 6. We're going to have it wrapped up by 10 because we know folks have to work on Friday. So we just want you to come out and have some amazing music and just have a great time.
Something else, too, I want to make people aware of, too. You do a free shuttle from the college to the park, which might be the best way to go.
Parking at Festival on the Bay is a tough thing. So we are really, really thankful that we have some great partnerships with Blue Lakes by the Bay as well as Johnson Buses. So we do offer shuttle on Friday and Saturday. Thursday, you got to get there on your own, but it's not too terrible if you park and walk down under the tunnel from the downtown area. Any of those lots work really well. Just come ready to have a good time. But yeah, Friday and Saturday, use the shuttle. Thursday, park in the downtown and walk underneath the tunnel and you'll be all set there. There's so much going on both in the downtown and at the waterfront. We even extend some events out to Bay Harbor as well on Saturday for their volleyball tournament. The trolley works well too that the downtown and the city of Petoskey have, because that will take you from the waterfront area over to Bay Harbor into the state park at different points throughout the day. So maybe if you're looking to come in from those farther points, it's a nice way to do that.
And you do have a real good variety of music in addition to the country nights. What else are they going to hear?
They are going to hear all different kinds of music from not just the area, but we like to go a little regional as well. Friday night, we're super excited because a local Petoskey area favorite, the Galactic Sherpas, are finally going to make it to that headliner position on Friday night. Friday night's entertainment is just $5, and we start off at 5:30 and go all the way through till midnight. Another thing Friday that always draws a big crowd is the Petoskey Steel Drum Band does their final performance of the summer with us at Festival on the Bay, so we get super excited about that one. On Saturday, we start the music at 3:45, and we go all the way through until midnight. Again, we're bringing back a big favorite, Detroit Soul Review, which is a huge multiple-piece band. They are going to keep you on that dance floor all night long, and one of the best parts about Festival is you have, of course, the entertainment tent with your pay entry, and it's $5 Thursday, $5 Friday, and $10 on Saturday, but in the midway, we also offer some great acoustic and singer-songwriter style music from Big Water Creative Arts. And they will be offering music Friday and Saturday in the midway near the children's area at no charge.
That is incredible. Plus, there's all kinds of demos going on I was reading about.
All kinds. We are going to have so much in that vendor space. It gets kind of overwhelming, but it's a lot of fun. Another great part of the vendor space is all the food. We have gotten really good at attracting some fabulous food trucks to the area, so we're super excited to have a few of them coming back for us, and then we'll have, of course, some other food tents and things of that nature, so you'll be able to get food all throughout the festival, so that's always a good thing, too.
Awesome. We are so looking forward to it. The dates are Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th. Petoskey Festival on the Bay. Nikki, thank you so much for filling us in with all the exciting details.
Thanks so much for having me, Susan. Look forward to seeing you on the 16th.
If you need to know more, you'll find a link on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.